Kristen, what prompted you to complete this story, talking about the impacts of legal and illegal opioid use in babies? And do you think it's getting the attention that it deserves?
Just seeing stories, some really haunting stories across the country about babies who were impacted by this because their mothers had used opioids legally or not, you know, while they were pregnant. And I wondered what that looked like in Illinois. So that's how I got started reporting on it. In terms of is it getting the attention it deserves, I think the story has been very widely read and widely shared, and I'm really appreciative of that. I think, though, the proof is going to be in the pudding in terms of if the state actually acts to address this issue. There is a state task force that is looking at what's called neonatal abstinence withdrawal or syndrome. Neonatal abstinence syndrome, and that's when babies are born suffering withdrawal symptoms. And their final report is due to state lawmakers next year. Whether the state lawmakers will act on it, whether they'll put any money behind this, shape some policies, I think we're just going to have to wait and see.
Kristen, covering healthcare, I'm sure you've heard that sometimes it can be concerning to mix legislation and healthcare. So is this enough of a public health crisis that lawmakers need to be involved?
Well, I think so. The recommendations that are going to be made to the General Assembly are things like this. Even having just a standard clinical definition of neonatal abstinence syndrome, having a way for doctors to uniformly report it. So right now, we don't even really have a full picture of how full-blown it is in Illinois. I think the numbers that have been reported so far are likely very much underreported. So I think just even being able to get a basic hold of this issue is really important.
Now, you mentioned in your article that some doctors and nurses aren't even trained to spot this issue. Did you speak with anyone about the problems that it could cause for babies and children in the future if it goes untreated or undetected?
Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of research in this area. So doctors really don't fully understand the long-term consequences of babies who go through withdrawal. Some doctors I talked to who've been studying neonatal abstinence syndrome for a long time pointed to potential behavioral issues down the road. So like when these babies go into grade school, they might have trouble focusing in school. And then I talked with Northwestern Central DuPage Hospital, for example. I talked to a neonatologist there, and they have babies, the ones who go through withdrawal, they actually go to a clinic, you know, follow up with a doctor for about 2 years after they're born just to track their developmental milestones, like are they walking and talking on time. So there are things that doctors are trying to do, but in terms of understanding the long-term consequences of this, there's really little research to show anything.
In your research, you found only 36% of counties have resources for treatment. How does this impact the opioid epidemic in Illinois?
Right. So, yeah, right, this is a pretty stark finding. So since the Medicaid program in Illinois covers nearly two-thirds of babies born with withdrawal symptoms here, the Illinois Department of Public Health tried to find out, okay, where are the opioid treatment options available for pregnant women on Medicaid here? And so what they found after doing a lot of digging is that only 36% of counties have some resource. So when you think about that, this is a big problem, obviously, not only because that's a very low percentage, but a woman who is pregnant and on opioids, and what really anyone who is addicted to opioids and is using methadone, for example, which is considered a gold standard of treatment, to wean themselves off heroin, for example, you typically have to take methadone every day. So imagine if you live in southern or western Illinois, there are huge swaths of treatment deserts, and you have to drive, you know, how many miles or hours to be able to get treatment. You know, that's going to be really hard for people to maintain their sobriety. And so that's obviously going to be a huge issue for women.
What did you find most interesting or maybe possibly shocking in your research for this article?
It was really hard to get the full picture of what this looks like. Not every doctor in the state tests for neonatal abstinence syndrome. Some doctors, I understand, might only test babies whose moms are on Medicaid rather than wealthier people on private insurance. They might get some pushback from those moms. So then the state public health department and the federal government, they track or gather data on neonatal abstinence syndrome differently. So the data is old. I mean, the only federal data that had a breakdown of by state, where is this happening, Illinois compared to Ohio compared to West Virginia, is from 2014. So the opioid crisis is moving really rapidly. And for this particular piece of it, you know, trying to understand how it's impacting babies, it's really hard to get the full picture when you have old data and no really uniformity to collecting it.